every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday! It's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about. We got Raw tonight. I got a lineup here somewhere. I'll find it. But Raw is tonight, so we'll talk about that. This past weekend was very busy. We had SmackDown. We had Collision. We had the TNA Slammiversary show, which, man, did that show have its highs and lows. And we'll talk about all of those here today on the program. There's also a lot of news. We got a lot of injury updates on TNA and NXT talent. We got to get in here today. The former Cora Jade is done with wrestling for at least the rest of the year and perhaps the foreseeable future. We'll talk about that. Wrestle Dream. You know, last year at Wrestle Dream, they did I don't want to say they killed the town, but they certainly did a couple of finishes where people joked that they killed the town. And I thought, well, you know, I think I know where they're going next year in this town. I was wrong. Wrestle Dream, not in the Seattle market this year. I guess that's that. We'll tell you about that, as well as Bryan Danielson's return and what it means, or more specifically, does not mean, at the pay-per-view. Goldberg talks about Gunther, puts that guy over strong. And we've got some G1 notes. The tournament has started. Hulk Hogan's Real American Wrestling has an outlet, a streaming outlet, for their first show, which has got 600 tickets out in a 15,000-seat building. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. And one of our friends in the YouTube chat here says, I hope you're feeling better today, Filthy. What's going on?
I have no clue.
Oh, you don't know what he's talking about either?
No.
Well, I hope you feel better too. Yes. Yeah. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. You watched Slammiversary.
I did. I watched most of it. I don't know, 90% of it.
All right. Well, Slammiversary, to me, was very much like my favorite show, NXT television, because, you know, there's never a dull moment. You know, if you watch SmackDown, I mean, there's, like, lots of dull moments. It's just one, you know, it reminded me, I was watching some, you know, all this stuff comes up on your Instagram feed or whatever, and I'm scrolling through, and you know, this bloke comes on, and he's talking about antidepressants or something. And he goes, you know, antidepressants, they stop you from having the deep lows, but they also stop you from having the highs. So you're just kind of in the middle all the time. And then I watched his TNA pay-per-view, and I was like, no, that's not a TNA pay-per-view. It's SmackDown. SmackDown is just right in the middle all the time. There's no highs. There's no lows. It's just whoosh, right in the middle. But my God, if you watch this TNA pay-per-view or NXT TV, I mean, it's like watching wrestling in the 90s. You never know what's going to happen. I saw an awesome match with Moose and the new youngest X Division champion of all time, Leon Slater. Match was freaking great. Okay, 4.25, 4.5-star match. Moments earlier, I saw
Indy. I don't know. I'd give it less because they spent so much time outside the ring.
Oh, stop. Indy Hartwell and Tessa Blanchard was like the worst match that I've seen on pay-per-view since, I believe, 2019 when The Fiend and Seth Rollins had a Hell in a Cell match that ended in a DQ.
My friend.
Yes.
I listened to your show
yes.
with Lance, and you previewed this match.
I did.
And you said,
go ahead, lay it on.
Since Indy Hartwell has been back, I haven't seen anything that bad. And I am sure I'm not the first person to bring this up to you, but she had a match with the former Alicia Fox not too long ago on TNA that was horrific. And if you would have seen that match, you would have had different words going into this match.
Okay, that's true, but hold on a second. There is a big difference between Alicia Fox and Tessa Blanchard. I didn't think this match could possibly, in any universe, be as bad as it was. Like, if you would have told me Indy Hartwell and Alicia Fox was bad, I'd have been like, yeah.
You know, I am...
Yes?
I can't even believe I'm going to say it, but I have to go watch that entire match, because what I saw was certainly worse than... It was worse than Bean Suzuki.
Butterbean and Suzuki?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and watch that match again. I mean, I don't even think it's possible, because, like, I'll just say this. As I was watching Butterbean and Minoru Suzuki, I was pretty confident the entire time. I've never seen a worse match in my life. I never thought that during Indy Hartwell and Tessa Blanchard. I did repeatedly think, this is by far the worst match I've seen this year. And I had to start thinking, like, how long do I have to go back? And I did preface that by saying on pay-per-view. Butterbean and Minoru Suzuki was worse in this match.
It was. I mean the Alicia Fox indie match.
All right, well, send me a link, brother. Or tell me what show it's on. I'll go watch it. But anyway, yeah, there were ups and downs on the show. And then we got the main event, which I got to make this clear because, you know, and even the guy on the board this morning was like, yeah, you know, I didn't write the post right. You know, he said, you know, I know you don't want to lose your friendship with Lance, but how can you defend that main event finish? And let me make this clear. All I said was, I think I see why they did it, okay? That's not defending it. And in that review, I used a lot of words I can't use on this show when describing the finish of that match. That finish was atrocious. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes. I never would have done it. I can't believe that they did it. I think I know why they did it, but that doesn't mean it was good. It was Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana. And, like, there was one finish. It's in New York. It's the biggest attendance they've ever had for a North American show. It's Slammiversary. The only finish is Mike Santana pins Trick Williams. They didn't do that. Instead, Trick faked an injury, which killed the crowd because everybody knew something bad was going to happen. And in fact, Mike Santana hit his finish on Joe Hendry, and Trick Williams flew in and stole the pin. What I think their plan is the same thing they did with Joe Hendry, which is, we don't want him to win the title in like a three-way. It should be like a one-on-one. This is your one-on-one match here. This is exactly what they do with Joe Hendry. It's probably going to be Mike Santana and Trick at Bound for Glory, which is only 3 months away. I know that's impossible to believe. October is 3 months away, but it is. Like, I think that's what the plan is. But I cannot believe the finish of this match. I can't believe it. And worse, when it was over, like, yes, this was a finish Vince would have booked. Vince McMahon. At his worst, he would have booked this finish. But even if he would have booked that finish, they still would have had, like, oh my God, Brock Lesnar's in the impact zone. Or, oh my God, you know, something to end the show on an oh my God note to, like, give you something. No. He stole the pin. The president of TNA gave him the belt, and they went off the air. I was like, oh my God. I couldn't believe it. That's what they did.
Well, I mean, I think based on what I heard from the commentary team all night, I would imagine that they're building towards some big payoff where TNA gets both belts back at the same time, you know, build to it a little bit longer term where Santana...
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly what they're doing.
Yeah. Because all Tom talked about on commentary repeatedly was both belts in the hands of NXT wrestlers. He's yelling at Carlos Silva. He's yelling at anybody that he can, how despicable it was, how awful it was. And it's like, I mean, it's getting more eyes on your product, buddy. Even in kayfabe sense,
they're trying to do the Death Riders. They're trying to do Cody and Roman. They're trying to do like an invasion, where yes, you got to get a bunch of heat, and the other team has to win, and then you get it back. But I mean, like at the very least, you should have had something really cool to end the show, not just stealing the pin in a three-way and going off the air. That was horrible. So anyway, I liked the show overall. I thought it was a good show, but I was astounded by the finish and how they went off the air. Astounded. What did you think was the best match on the show? What did you think of that ladder match?
I guess I would say Moose and Leon Slater was the best match, I think. The ladder match, I mean, it was what you would expect from a ladder match, but I don't know about that finish. I mean, I guess it's a cool idea, but having the, I don't even know what those ladders are made out of.
Rope. It's like a rope ladder.
The rope ladder dropped down from the ceiling. You can't do any moves off of it. I don't know if those rope ladders will make their way back. What was more...
It's a TNA thing, because like the storyline is they ran out of ladders in a ladder match.
They broke.
Which, if you really think about it, it's like, how incompetent do you have to be to book a ladder match with like 50 guys and not have enough ladders? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, even on commentary, they go, this is the most TNA thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, like, oh. They didn't see the main event yet. All right, hold on, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen, everyone, just in the chat, the YouTube chat, I know, I'll say it again. It was a horrible finish, okay? It's a horrible main event finish. But if you're concerned, like, I keep hearing the same thing, you know. Are we still going to defend this WWE TNA thing? WWE screwed him over. WWE's ruining TNA. Like, I'm not saying that this is going to work out the same way, but this is the exact same thing that AEW did with the Death Riders. I heard the exact same thing about Moxley. I heard, like, over and over again, Moxley's main events, you know, they're boring. He beat the guy again. I can't believe he beat Swerve on this show. Like, this sucks. We need to end it right now. Like, for months we heard this. But, like, there was an end game, which was All In, which I thought was obvious from the beginning, but, like, everybody wanted to just end. Let's get it over with. We got to get this belt off Moxley. And you know, everyone can, like, you don't have to, I'm not saying like it. I didn't like it either. But, like, the point is, sometimes you have to have patience. Like, wrestling fans, they want everything done now. I want the payoff now. Like, I know this was, like, the biggest show that they ever did, okay? But, like, you don't think they want Bound for Glory to be bigger? Like, I know, I get it, okay? But maybe it's not going to work out the same way. But when that Cody Rhodes, when he got pinned and they threw that chicken in the ring at that WrestleMania, I was in the second row. I was like, this is the worst finish I've ever seen in my life. Irredeemable. It's like, it's horrible. And in fact, they somehow over the next year made it work. Now, I've said it before. They got lucky, okay? They got really lucky. Because I would bet 9 times out of 10, they would have had a problem stretching that out over another year, okay? But they made it work, all right? Same thing with the Death Riders. You all hated Moxley. You hated the Death Riders. You hated this run. You hated everything about it. You wanted it to end, okay? But you know why All In worked with Hangman? It worked because of that. You had to have this Death Riders. You had to have a guy like Jon Moxley, and you had to build a guy like Hangman, and it worked. It worked in the end. It wouldn't have worked to end it earlier. So, I get it. I didn't like the finish either. But, like, there's a method to this madness. And I'm not even saying it's going to work. It might not. But there is a method to this, which is it's going to happen. But you need to wait. Like, not everything needs to be done right now.
No, and it's clear that TNA's priority right now, if you listen to Carlos Silva talk, is about getting a TV deal. And when you go to investors, when you go to TV companies, you say, hey, we just sold 8,000 tickets in this NHL arena. We have a partnership in place with TKO already. Those are attractive things, you know. And the title, while it's not on a TNA wrestler, you may want Santana to get that big moment in his hometown. I mean, Trick Williams is a main eventer in NXT. It's not as if they sent the Virgin to TNA and he's the world champion. They sent their top guy to do business over there. And eventually he's going to lose that title. I mean, you can see the way that it's booked. You can see the way they talk about it. Eventually he is going to lose. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you probably will be saying something similar to what we're saying about the entire Death Riders storyline, is that it paid off. But this was an atrocious finish. This is like, you said that this show wasn't like SmackDown. This is like one of those crappy SmackDown finishes we see every single week, actually.
Yeah, this was like a bad TV finish, and it was the finish of the main event of a pay-per-view. And listen, this pay-per-view, it did set a record, okay? They claim 7623, okay? I think WrestleTix had it at 6800 and set up for 7100, but you know what? I've had people insist 7623 is a real number. Are you really going to exaggerate 700? I mean, I guess you could. But the point is, it was like a record for them, and it was huge. But in the calendar of events, this is not their biggest show of the year. Their biggest show of the year is Bound for Glory. It is in October. It's in Lowell, Massachusetts this year. And it can be set up for 10,000 for wrestling. Okay? So do I think that because of this, they're going to pack it and sell 10,000 tickets? Probably not, okay? Do I think it's very likely they could do another 7,600 for Bound for Glory and do the big payoff of TNA winning all the belts back on their actual, like, their WrestleMania? Yeah, I think that's what the idea is. So, you know, anyone writing all of this off and burying WWE and it's all their fault and everything like that, I could try and find out, but I don't even think WWE booked any of these finishes. I mean,
Brian, you mentioned that the show had 7,600. You know, the next big venue for Bound for Glory has 10,000. Do you not think that the return of the Dudley Boys versus the Hardys can make up 2,400?
Oh my God. Are you excited for the. Actually, he didn't specify, he only said Team 3D. I can't imagine D-Von is going to be in this match because he apparently had like serious health issues.
So what, you think it's going to be Spike?
I mean, I think Spike's doing fine, actually. Or one of D-Von's sons?
I mean, match quality-wise, for sure, I would say get Spike in there over just to have a handicap match.
A handicap match?
Hardys versus Spike Dudley.
That Bully Ray promo, I was absolutely dying through the entire thing. First off, I don't know why it needed to go so long, because really he only had one thing to say, which is, hey, good job, guys. Team 3D and you guys are Bound for Glory. Okay, you can make it a little more exciting than that, but first he comes out and he congratulates him, but then he has to put over that, you know, you're catching up with us in terms of title wins. He had to put himself over. Then he has to, you know, congratulate TNA on the attendance record. But then, no, the last attendance record he set, you know, get himself over. And then, you know, he's starting to build up. We got to do this match. It's, you know, I'm in the ring. You guys are in the ring. We're going to build up this match. You guys, everyone talks, he says, about the greatest tag team of all time. And I'm thinking, all right, you've put yourself over for like 5 straight minutes now. So just like get it out there. You two are the greatest tag teams of all time and you're going to find. But then he just throws a total curveball and goes, yeah, we all know the greatest tag team is actually the Road Warriors. Like, what? Bully drove me absolutely crazy in this promo here. But, I mean, probably both the Dudleys and the Hardys are bigger tag teams than the Road Warriors. I know we all have, like, fond memories of the Road Warriors when we were kids. But, like, they weren't as good as Team 3D, and they weren't as good as the Hardys.
When I was a kid, it was
or
like,
about 500 other tag teams, quite frankly.
Yeah, it was their WWF run, then LOD 2000. I do not have fond memories of the Road Warriors from when I was a child, to be quite frank.
And then he actually said, Bound for Glory, it's going to be the Hardys and Team 3D. One last match, he says. And it will be, I swear to God, he said these words, the last great tag team match of all time. I was thinking maybe, Tom, when you're better, we could like do it one more time, but why bother? We can't possibly have a great tag match. There will never be one again after Bound for Glory.
You know what? I hope he's right.
Then we won't feel so bad, I guess. God. Well, that was a show. Any other thoughts? Oh, I got to mention this. Mustafa Ali is fine. He did a tope and landed on his, basically on his brain. And he's all right. And astoundingly, Top Dalla, the former or the former Top Dalla, he's AJ Francis. He was supposed to fall sideways off a ladder, and he jumped and went through with his feet, and
he crotched himself.
Yes, love. What?
He crotched.
No, baby. After the show. Yeah, I'll help you after the show. Okay. Okay. Can you shut my door? Okay. Well, why didn't you shut it then? She asked if she could paint while I'm doing this show.
Can we paint the picture?
No.
Of
yeah,
AJ
he jumped
Francis.
Off and he went balls first. Through this ladder.
Crotched himself on the rung.
It looked like he broke his balls and both legs, which is bad, but apparently also fine. And Trey Miguel missed the pay-per-view. Not fine. He needs hernia surgery, so that sucks. And Elijah also, which I, in fact, was the first to report. It is a torn triceps. He got surgery. He'll be out months and months. It was injured. He did the Undertaker rope walk and just kind of landed weird and tore his triceps on NXT. And those are the injury updates as of right now. So all the best to everybody. Even those that are like okay, like Ali, like all the best to that guy. Because I don't know, man. 5-10 years from now, dude, he does not need to kill himself. He's a really good worker. So,
I was not a fan of, was it Tasha Steele's getting the boot and then
just coming back,
doing what we're going to do after the music. And that is come right back at you with the rest of Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Yes? You're laughing. You're just so proud of how you threw the commercial after the break.
No, no. I was on Instagram and I saw...
What have you seen?
Somebody's post that said... Group Jeff Hardy dance this Tuesday at 5:15 p.m.
Excuse me?
Please come dress casually.
About that. All right.
How can you not smile?
What'd you think of SmackDown? Then we'll do some more news.
Well, I tried to think about it earlier when you were saying how boring SmackDown usually is. And I was at a loss for what was even on it, which led me to believe... I probably didn't enjoy it all that much, but it's not 3 hours.
No, which is better.
So, it's much, much better.
But still, it's too damn long. Actually, it's not even this too long. It's just boring.
There was nothing to it.
Nah, it just is there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I watched it.
Like the matches. Charlotte and Raquel was good, you know? But they're clearly, I mean, they push so hard on commentary that the fans are really getting behind Charlotte. And the last few weeks, the fans have been going crazy for Charlotte. And it's like, Joe Tess, that was just at Evolution. Like, that was the only show that that happened before this. But, you know, the crowd was behind her here as this had an also... terrifically bad finish that could have been in the main event of TNA Slammiversary. Interference after interference. Roxanne got on the ropes. Ref went to her. Alexa had pom-poms in Charlotte's corner. Necked Raquel on the ropes. Charlotte hit a big boot. Got the win. And they will challenge Roxanne and Raquel for the tag titles at SummerSlam.
Yes, they will.
Coming up.
Man.
That match booked after...
I like how Charlotte just goes, well, you know, we didn't win at that show this weekend, but we didn't lose. So I just asked Adam Pearce for a match, and he said, okay. I was like, that's... This thing with, you know, it had been mentioned before, but they had Evolution, they had Saturday Night's Main Event, and they were doing all they could to try to build those up big because it was all in weekend, and the NXT show, and they all ended, and then there's 2 weeks until SummerSlam. And it's a two-night show. They need 16 matches, okay? Yeah. So it's like this is now we're just rushing to get matches put together for this show, which certainly doesn't help SummerSlam feel like the second biggest show of the year when you're just like, oh, the women's tag titles are on the line? Why? Oh, we asked after losing on the pay-per-view. It's like, what? Okay.
Are you sure we're not getting two nights of five-match cards?
I doubt it. It's possible, but... It's SummerSlam, dude. I think it's going to be exactly like WrestleMania. Six or seven or eight or whatever.
Slim Jim Battle Royal.
Yeah.
We had, there was a show line, a show long storyline where at the beginning there was a hit and run accident and the MFTs basically tried to pin it on Fatu. The police took Fatu for questioning. Later on, Solo Sikoa was out in front of the crowd, and Fatu showed back up, and he and Jimmy Uso fought with the MFTs till eventually it broke down, and Adam Pearce came out and said that Solo will defend his title against Fatu at SummerSlam inside of a steel cage. And then he said, the police came out, and he said, guys... He's all yours. And the police cuffed Solo and took him away. So clearly this traffic accident going to be Solo's fault. Stephanie Vaquer beat Alba Fire. Why not? I guess. Piper attacked her after the match, seemingly, my guess is this leads to some sort of tag match or a six-woman match at SummerSlam with Nikki Bella involved, Stephanie, the Secret Hervis, maybe Lola Vice. Didn't she team up with Stephanie?
And then Vice.
And then have a, yeah, did she team up with Stephanie at
I'm sure
at
some point.
Pay-per-view? Apparently, B-Fab's back with the Street Profits backstage. And then we had your favorite, the tag division, take center stage here, the SmackDown tag division, where Andrade and Rey Fénix defeated Fraxium, DIY, the Motor City Machine Guns. This was easily the best action on the show. Not even a question. Like, it's not even, I don't know how you could look at this show and not look at it any other way. Easily the best thing on this show. Eventually, Candice distracted Andrade. He avoided a super kick. He hit a spinning back elbow on Gargano. Fénix, who was dressed up like the White Power Ranger, flew over the ropes, took out Gargano with a dive. Andrade hit the message, and they got the win, and they will challenge the Wyatt Six.
On TV!
Week. Yeah, next
Not week. Even something for SummerSlam. We need SummerSlam matches.
We're going to get some chicanery, would be my guess. Maybe we'll finally
get
that.
A multi-person match at SummerSlam?
Yes, the long-awaited SmackDown Tag Division multi-team match that has been being built to since December, I think, or whenever the Machine Guns showed up. And then we had the main event segment with what I think is a highly illegal action. I don't know. I mean, I am not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. But I don't know how this sort of thing holds up in court. John Cena came out, said he's not signing the contract to face Cody. Well, Cody came out first, then John Cena came out. Cena said he's not signing the contract. He's going to shoot a movie. Netflix knows about it. He said Cody could get his rematch of the future, but it's not happening at SummerSlam. Cena went to leave. Cody chased him down to the entranceway. They fought back to the ring. Cena tried to hit him with the title, but it magically flew into the waiting grasp of Cody Rhodes. And the American Nightmare once again hesitated like he did at WrestleMania.
He did? I thought the gimmick was he didn't hesitate.
But, thanks for killing the lead, but this time pulled the trigger, hit Cena with the belt, put him through a table with a... He fell off the top rope while holding the contract, put him through a table. He grabbed Cena's hand, placed a pen in it, signed the contract with his hand.
Listen, I know it's wrestling and all, but like, God, there's so much stupid stuff everywhere. It's like, you can't put a pen in someone's unconscious hand and sign a contract and have that be legally binding. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is. I haven't seen a travesty like this since that time Owen Hart made Ken Shamrock tap out in the dungeon match. Remember that?
I remember him tapping out.
Yeah, Owen Hart.
Oh, is it unconscious hand?
And he grabbed his hand.
Yes, yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
As if it's not ridiculous enough, John Cena, who's unconscious, is then asked if he read the fine print because at SummerSlam, it's a street fight.
Hey, that was the one good thing that came out of the show, because you know what this match needs? Smoke and mirrors. And if they're going to add some smoke and mirrors to the match, I'm all for it. All right, we're going to talk Collision here in a second, some notes. But first off, I want to mention that the former Cora Jade canceled all upcoming appearances and says she is taking a break from pro wrestling. Said, I originally had a 10-minute-long video explaining where my head's at. Maybe eventually I'll post it, but it seems unnecessary for now. I'll keep it short, but I may take a break from wrestling for the foreseeable future. It's no longer good for my mental health. I'll never know if that love that I once had for it will return if I don't step away. I'm going to take the rest of the year to take care of me and go from there. I apologize to the fans and promoters who were looking forward to and who booked my upcoming appearances. I hope you can understand. To all my supporters, thank you. So, all the best to her. Hopefully everything works out and she gets her love for wrestling back. But for now, stepping aside. As noted at the beginning of the show, Wrestle Dream this year will be in St. Louis, Missouri. Ah! Tony mad at me or something? Took it out of Seattle. It's gone. Pay-per-view will be October 18th. The Chai Fetz Arena. Premium seating goes on sale Tuesday. Pre-sale starts on Thursday. It is the first time in the three-year history that WrestleDream will not be in Washington. So we lost it. This better not be because of the attendance at those two shows in Kent. Because if it is, I'm going to be really mad. Because if you're wondering why those shows didn't do great, it's because zilch was advertised. Not a single solitary thing was advertised. And, you can't not advertise anything, do a poor crowd, and then decide, we can't run a pay-per-view there. It's like when WWE, they had that show in Seattle, that WrestleMania, and it didn't draw well because it didn't. When they decided, it must be Seattle. Can't ever run a WrestleMania there again. Maybe the city's not the problem. Maybe,
I mean, they did somehow choose one of the very few worse cities than Seattle to go to in the United States by picking St. Louis of all places. Are you kidding me?
And that's where they're going.
Good God.
The Chai Fetz Arena. I don't even know what that is. Speaking of Bryan Danielson, he was on his the Nikki and Bree show, and they asked him about his appearance at All In.
Yeah, if he was cleared.
A lot of questions. Bree said she didn't know he was going to be on the show at all. He's backstage at events here and there, so she didn't know he's going to be involved in the match. And she says, were you supposed to do the moves you did? And Danielson said, some of them I had cleared, some of them I did not. But I was feeling it. And she said, I knew Dr. Samson was going to be upset. And Danielson said, to be fair, he wasn't upset. He just thought I was an idiot. So he made it clear he is not back. No, I am not back, he said. And it was just the appearance to finish off that storyline. So there you go.
The one with Blue Panther?
When you showed up in a Blue Panther mask, yeah.
Is that who Bree thought it was backstage?
Perhaps.
Doing the
run. I bet he was in a crowd. I don't know this for sure, but I would bet he was just sitting in the crowd the whole night with that mask on, waiting for that main event. So Goldberg did another interview, and this one was with the Boston Herald. And he said, listen, don't let my displeasure, because he was not happy with how his retirement went, but he said, I do not want that to reflect on my opponent. I wish I could do it again. That's how much fun the match was. He says, I never bask in a moment, but that's exactly what happened when I laughed after Gunther chopped me. It wasn't because I wanted to step on his offense. It was I was having fun. It was a reactionary thing. I normally don't have that much fun. I'm greatly appreciative. So many were happy with what they saw. It was a long road leading up to it. A lot of sacrifices were made. In some ways, it was a success. In other ways, he says, it was a failure. And he still wanted to say, I couldn't have done any of that match on Saturday without Triple H. That's the truth, 1,000%. So, it's kind of weird because, they were on NBC. They had a hard out. It's like they had to end when they did. So, really, there were only two options, and that was have a shorter match and a longer speech, or have a long, great match, because I thought the match was really good. And then, you don't get your speech. So, maybe if he'd had a short match and a long speech, he'd have regretted not being in there longer. Who knows? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us. Well, we didn't have time to talk Collision or the G1, really. We'll talk about that on Observer Radio with Dave tonight. Right now, Evil is in the first place in the A block, and the B block, Yoshihashi and Drula Maloney both have 4 points as well. So that's where we're at. And there was also an injury to
Gabe Kidd.
Gabe Kidd, yeah, his knee. So we'll see if he ends up coming back. But that's no good. So best of luck to him.
The coldest white boy in the land trying to speak a little Nippon Go. But.
And they also, the announcement, Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, and now Kurt Angle, Real American Freestyle, will be streaming on Fox Nation.
What?
Fox Nation. Okay. Should we see how many tickets they got sold? It was 600 yesterday or a couple days ago.
I think they have a almost complete lineup for the show.
Really?
As well. Yeah, there's quite a few.
Does it look good?
I mean, if you're an amateur wrestling fan, it looks decent enough. You got Bo Nickel out there
that doesn't
for the
look
UFC
like we
fans.
Got any
I think Kennedy Blades is on the show.
Yeah, the latest update was 639. So,
not good.
Nah, it's a 13,000-seat building. I got 639 out. Anyway.
We're going to outdraw them?
we might. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.